Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bacon Smiles podcast. After a long layoff, so many busy schedules, things going on, we're going to talk about it today. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my sidekick,
Evan Shaw.
That's right.
The only, as far as I know. I got to stop it right now, though, because the intensity has been building up. I've been wanting to ask so many questions. I haven't had a chance because I wanted to talk about it on the podcast with you. You've got big news since our last podcast.
Yeah.
Big life story. Big change is happening.
Wow. I wish I knew what you were talking about. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Eva's listening with her jaw dropping open right now.
What about Eva? She's awesome.
She's pretty great. Shape really well. Doing all these track runs.
And... Yeah, we have the Tough Mudder coming up. That's got to be what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah. Anybody who already knows is like, okay, he's just being a jerk. I got engaged. Probably actually about a month ago. That's probably one of the reasons for the delay in doing the podcast. Normally we record these on a Thursday, and our 2-year anniversary was Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. And I proposed to her, and she said yes, which is awesome. And I was actually blessed enough to be given my grandmother's engagement ring.
Oh, wow.
And so she has that, and it's
who,
awesome.
Who teared up more? You or her?
So it's actually a pretty funny story. Eva will probably kill me for sharing it. But she was having a pretty rough day at work on our anniversary, and she was actually not going to come over. She was just, you know, bogged down by work stuff and stress and stuff. So she was having a pretty crummy day. And so she was actually thinking about just not coming over, going home, just calling it a night. She just, you know, she's super thoughtful on the side of just like, I don't want to bring you down either. And I'm just like, I want to see you. That's what's important. Like, I love you. And of course, I'm like, I got a ring in my pocket. You better be coming over. But
I got this plan. You better not throw this all off.
So, I mean, the plan was to go out to dinner at a place that one of our first dates we went to ketchup and mustard, maybe propose outside or something like that. And then she's like, I'm not coming. I'm just going to go home. And so I was like, can you just come over? We'll order food in. We don't have to go out. I just want to spend our anniversary with you. So she came over while she was on her way. I ran to the store. And before I got back, she actually beat me here, so she was sitting inside on the couch. So I brought in a bag. It had champagne and stuff I wanted to buy, just in case, you know. Yep. And sitting on the couch, I sit on the floor in front of her, and I say, "Do you love me?" And she's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Ooh, that's gonna make this a lot harder." Yeah. And she just looks at me, and I say, "I've decided I don't want to be your boyfriend anymore." And so she's just looking at me. I'm smiling, so it's kind of giving it away, like, what's going on. But she really didn't see it coming. Yeah. So I say, because I've decided I want to be your husband. And I take the ring out of my pocket, and I show it to her, and she's like, the hands are shaking. Yeah. And she really didn't see it coming, and I'm a very lucky man. She said yes. She is awesome. I know that she will listen to this once we post it, so...
We're both in trouble.
Yeah, she's gonna be mad. Not really, no. We've shared this story. Part of the reason why we didn't put it on Facebook right away, we didn't put it on Instagram right away, we wanted to share with our close friends and family directly. Mm-hmm. We may have gotten that idea from you and Jen when you guys, I mean, other friends of mine have done it before too, but it's really awesome to be able to share that immediate reaction one-on-one with
people. And the excitement builds as you do that, because as you share it with people and they're excited for you, then you get even more excited at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, just thinking back to that day, I'm such a blessed man. And I love her, and I can't wait to spend my life with her. And she's just awesome. She's one of the most beautiful people I've ever met, inside and out. She is so thoughtful. I've never met anyone with as big a heart as she has. Just so thoughtful. And, you know, she went through the RCIA program, mm-hmm. became Catholic, and that's awesome. And the whole time she took it so seriously and put her whole heart into it, because the decision to become Catholic, she knew it was an important decision, and she wanted to make sure she put her whole heart into it. And just seeing her through that, and just our relationship grow over the past 2 years, she's just awesome. So I'm really happy.
Yeah, and I'm thrilled for you. I mean, when I got that phone call, I was a little thrown at first when he said, "Is Jen with you right now?" And I was just kind of thinking for a moment, going, "Why is he asking?" And I was like, "No, not at the moment." And then as soon as you started talking, right after that, you didn't even say a whole lot. It was just, "Well, I just want to let you know." And I was like, "Shoot, something just happened. Something really cool just happened." And knowing you as long as I have, you know, knowing that, you know, through all the ups and downs, you've always been one to walk into a room and just light the place up. And there's a level of excitement that just rises whenever you come into a room, and you just bring joy to a lot of people. And I'm so thrilled for you, because to see someone being able to bring joy to you the way that Eva does, I'm just so thrilled for you guys, and so happy for you.
We are so blessed to have friends like you and Jen and MJ, and everyone is just so excited. And I'm very excited during this time, and it's just awesome and amazing. And you know, it's gonna be great. We have no immediate plans. We're thinking sometime next year. You know, some other things have to fall into place, and so it's gonna be awesome. So hopefully you know, more great news to come, and I'm just so excited about it, you know. So
I don't think I've seen you smile this much. You know, I mean, you're always smiling, but man,
you know what's funny?
This wasn't a podcast and people could see visuals. This man's beaming.
You know what's funny? I had two really good friends, one of which posted on my Facebook page and just said, "Congratulations, Steve. I don't think I've ever seen you happier." And this is mm-hmm. someone I've known for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then my really good friend recently said, when we went camping, Eva and I went camping a few weekends ago with a big group of friends. You know, I had my tent set up. She has this awesome hiking hammock that she had set up. And we went to this Moose Meadow campground in Wellington with a big group of friends. And one of my friends that has known me for a very long time, we've known each other since we were like 6 years old.
Wow.
He said the same thing. Like, "I don't think I've ever seen you happier."
Yeah.
And I can't say that I have been. Mm-hmm. She is awesome. And I mean, I've been through some dark times. I am not a perfect person. I have a lot of things wrong with me, and she just sees right through them, and mm-hmm. just loves me for who I am. And I just love her so much. I can't even explain it. And yeah, she does make me really, really happy. So that's all good things. So yeah, again, that's why we've been away for about a month. I know I've had some people come up and say, "When's the next episode coming?" And
hey, it's a good thing that they're asking.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome. It's a pretty crazy thing to think that there's actually, like, you know, like a day from now or whenever I you know, put it on the website and post it on the social media, that there's going to be people listening to us talking. I'm still in awe of it. I don't think I'll ever get past that. So I like to share the good news of our lives with people, as well as the good news of the word of Jesus Christ, which is awesome.
It is important. It is important.
So
that kind of reminds me of an email that Linda actually sent us a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And just talking about the people in our lives that bring us up. Eva certainly doing that. For you,
yeah,
you know,
and in bringing me closer to Christ, she actually challenges me to know my scripture better, and it's awesome. And that's the one thing that, you know, in my entire faith life, I do love scripture, but I'm not strong in it. There's some people that can just be like, oh, I got a great passage for you. Whatever you're struggling with,
just drop verses left and right.
Yeah, and here you go. And I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I can tell you the story of a person and say, you know, in your times of struggles, you think you have it bad. Go look at my boy Job.
Oh, yeah.
Because his struggles were the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. But her challenge to me to bring me closer to scripture has been great. But Linda put in her email a couple of different things, and she wanted to know our, you know, blessings and things that bring you closer to Christ. And Eva definitely does for me. How about you?
There were two things that I thought of. One was actually a couple of years ago. I was reminded how sometimes we slow down our healing processes by not talking. Because sometimes we could feel like, oh, you know, if I talk about something that's bringing me down, maybe it'll make me look foolish or something like that. And I had a situation like that where I had something that was bothering me for about a year.
Mm.
And I didn't share it with someone close to me because I was worried about the effects of that. And the truth was, the longer that I was holding on to it, the worse it made me feel, and it became a mountain when it was really nothing.
Yeah.
And then when I finally shared it, person said, you held on to that for a year? You know, and then I had to sit back and go, I could have just shared that and right off the bat, and it would have been nothing, and I wouldn't have had to carry what I was just carrying. And a lot of times I feel like that's the same thing with confession and a lot of our conversations with God, and just, you know, we fear going up to confession and talking about things because we're afraid of how that'll make us look, or, you know, maybe it's, you know, this or that. But then when you go through confession, afterwards you're walking out of that room and going, oh, I feel like a huge weight just came off my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I'm still loved.
Yeah. And that's actually really funny. My men's ministry meet and greet. We have an event coming up June 11th for any of you good Catholic men out there, or Christian men. All faiths are welcome. Just good men. That's what we're looking for. We're looking to minister to men at the meet and greet, M-E-A-T. If you're looking for more information, just email me, steve@baconsmiles.org, about that. But anyway, so we've been talking about, what does it mean to be a good man of Christ? And the struggles that a Christian man has in today's society. So the thing that I kept coming to is, what does it mean to be a good man of Christ? It's being Christ to others. Mm-hmm. To show the example of what it means to be Christian. And that's a struggle. It's a real struggle in today's society. And just the people who look at you and think, you know, you go to church?
Yeah.
Why do you go to church? Today's society, just our culture, it's not an overall society thing, I guess, but our culture is not pro-church by any means anymore. It used to be that everything was closed on Sundays because people went to church. Regardless of their Christian faith, Sunday was a day of church and family. Now, if you even open late or close early on Sundays, it seems like people are like, why can't I shop right now? So it's just a total difference in a societal shift. So to me, I love, is it St. Francis, the preach the gospel at all times when necessary, use words. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because people should know you are a follower of Christ by your actions.
Right.
I want people to know that I'm Christian. And it's funny how you said I walk into a room and I light it up and I smile all the time. And people can feel the energy when I walk into the room. Because I feel like that's the way it would have been with if I ever saw Christ walk into a room.
Right.
Is that you'd be like, man, there is something awesome about right. this dude.
That's right. He's got that shine in his eyes.
Because, you know, like I've said before, like, what would it be like if Jesus just appeared to you? You're yeah. like, okay, well, after I pick myself off the right. floor, I would...
I'd be picking up the chair that I was just sitting in.
So that's what I'm talking about when it, you know, what does it mean to be a person of Christ and a follower of Christ? And I ask that to you guys out there that are listening. What does it mean to you to be a person of Christ? I'd love to see your answers. If you want to tweet us, either Stevie_PT on Twitter or Stevie.PT on Instagram or Steve Patera on Facebook, I'd love to hear, you know, just... You know, shoot me a tweet directly. I'd love to see what you think. Like, what makes you a follower of Christ? I'd love to see you use like a hashtag, Christ follower. That would be pretty cool. So, or hashtag bacon smiles. I'm not gonna
there
lie.
You go.
Throw that
there
out
you
there
that'd
too.
Be awesome.
So yeah, shoot us a tweet. What makes you a follower of Christ? What can you do to be Christ to others around you? I want to know. I want to know what you think a good characteristic of a person of Christ is. What are those characteristics? Because I think it's important. I think it's important to know. Also, in Linda's email, she talked about how we were discussing the election last time.
Right.
And last time in the election, we talked about how we seem to have whittled down to some candidates that they're so polarizing and there's so much negative surrounding it. And that's what kind of turns me off to it. And I know I said last time that I'm not that interested or not that invested, I think is the words that I used. And it's not that I don't care, because I don't want that to come across at all. It's just that there's so much negativity in it that it turns me off to it.
Mm-hmm.
I am invested in the election because it's going to be our next president that's involved here. So my challenge to everyone is to try to find the positive qualities in every candidate. And I know that we have a majority two-party system, but look at all the candidates out there. There actually are some pretty good third-party candidates coming out. I know I've seen some debates with the libertarian / Tea Party candidates because they kind of, you know, pulled themselves away from the Republican Party, and there are some good third-party candidates. All I can tell you is that I'm not going to throw my support behind anybody. I don't want to make this a political show. I don't want to say that I'm more Republican than I am Democrat, or I'm a Christian. I am pro-life. I womb to tomb, pro-life. I don't authorize murder. So that's where I stand. And I want to look for a candidate who's going to spread positive love around. And that's what the struggle is right now. And here's the other thing. As a society, I think that we need to stop focusing on the negative of everyone. Because there is so much mud slung during these elections that our good quality candidates will never run. And that's where I think I'm at right now, is I want to spread some word, some way. I don't know how many people listen to this podcast, but if you guys share that message with just one other person and they share it with one other person, that we need to start focusing on the positive, because when all you do is focus on the negative, that's all you're going to see. And so that's why there's so much negative slant on every candidate, and they dig up as much mud as they possibly can to make the other person look bad. And then each person does that to each other, and it's just slinging mud throughout the whole time. And that's not being a Christian. That's not being Christ to others. And I know it's easy. I know it's easy to fall down into it, to to get pulled down into the negative. And I know it's a struggle of mine too, because when you hear other people talking poorly about someone, it's easier to either just say nothing, mm-hmm. or it's easier to just go, oh yeah, I hate that too. Yeah. It's easier to say, oh, I hate it when I hear someone chewing on their nails, or, you know, oh man, that bothers me too. Instead of just being like, a lot of people do that. Man, I know sometimes I chew on my nails too. Yeah. You know, I have that problem too. But yeah, so that's the thing, is I want to try to get a message out there about, you know, being more Christ-like. And spreading positive word. What are your feelings on that?
I agree. And especially with what you were saying about the slinging of mud. One thing that I've never take for granted is working in radio for the last 10 years. I've always loved being able to, after my shift is over, go to the grocery store, be shopping. No one knows who I am.
Yep.
You know, these candidates that are running for office, they'll never have that privacy.
Nope.
And a lot of the people that don't run know that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unfortunate, but it's a sacrifice, too.
And that's the thing, is they go in knowing that they're, yeah. by the end, there are going to be a lot of people that think they are a horrible human being. Yeah. Because the one thing that I can say is that if you are the type of person who's out there judging all these candidates... And I haven't fallen into it too. Saying, you know, it's looking at all the negative stuff about one or two or three or four of these candidates that have come through and said, oh man, did they really do that? That's awful. Think about all the things in your life.
Exactly.
That you don't want people to know.
Yeah.
Right now, just close your eyes and think about what it would be like if 100 million people knew those things.
In like an hour.
Yeah, in a 30-minute segment on Fox News.
Right.
Or CNN or MSNBC.
At the grocery store.
Or you think about the what do they call it, clickbait on Facebook. All these little pop-up ads that are designed to be like, oh, you're never going to believe what so-and-so said about these, you know, these yeah. things. Oh, I gotta see what did they say? And yeah, just think about if one of those articles was about you, you're never gonna believe what we found out about you.
A close source says.
Yeah, and it's just
I don't know this person.
Oh man, what you would be terrified. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing about. What we are called as Christians is to not judge others. And we're also called to be Christian and to be Christ for others. So it means to not judge. Mm-hmm. It means don't let thou without sin cast the mm-hmm. first stone. I can't throw any stones. I go to confession once a month because I'm a sinner. Mm-hmm. And I love being in God's grace. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, kind of where I'm at when it comes to the elections right now. I want to try to look for the positives. I want to look at the positives of each candidate. And the only advice I can give you, if you're looking for who to vote for, is look into every aspect you can. Do as much research as you can. Because the worst thing that can happen is if you go in there and you're just voting for someone based on what you've seen on TV.
Right. Or saying, well, I'm going to vote for the least worst.
Yep, yeah, because you hear that a lot too. And yeah, that's not something that you want to do. So, you know, that's where we're at with the election. And we want to be as good of Christians as we possibly can be. Speaking of some great Christians and Catholics, the saint of the day today, June 2nd, is when we're recording this, by the way. Like I said, we normally record it on Thursdays because it seems to be the best night the mm-hmm. two of us can do it. Yeah, and I know I haven't been really diligent about putting out, like, on Friday that we did record these. So, the saints of today are actually two people. So, Saint
We listened to this before the podcast, and then we got distracted.
Now I got mush mouth. I can't speak. So it's Saint Marcellinus.
Yeah,
it's Marcel and then Linus. Marcellinus.
Sounds like a nasal
and Peter.
Congestion.
So it's both Saint Marcellinus and Peter together, because they are both Christian martyrs who were executed on the same day. Now, they were imprisoned for being Christian, and it's really cool the way that they thought of it, because even though they knew that they had been condemned to death, they saw their time of imprisonment as a time for evangelization. They just evangelized all day, every day.
And converted their prison guards, too.
And the reason that they are canonized is because the Pope at the time heard the conversion story of their executioner. I'll say that again. The Pope at the time canonized them as saints because of the conversion story of their executioner. The man who executed them became Christian because of his experience of executing them. That's what it means to give your life for the faith. So, amazing men that there's not too much else known about other than they gave their lives for Christ and converted people along the way. That is awesome.
Amen.
Yeah, so if you look them up, or ask for prayers for petitions from Saint Marcellinus and Peter, probably still did not pronounce that correctly, but they are awesome, and I love doing the Saints of the Day, because you learn more and more about, because their feast day is today, and there's a bunch of other saints too. Tomorrow, if you look up Saints of the Day, there's a bunch of Ugandan martyrs. So it just seems like, this genocide that happened in Uganda over Christianity, there's a lot of martyred saints from that. So, keep them in mind, and keep in mind the fact that we're all called to be saints. And what it means to be a saint is that you are confirmed in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You have done so many amazing things that people know that when you died, you went immediately to heaven. So we are all called to that. Christ died for that, for us to know that there is another life after earth. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
All the people said.
We like to end with a nice little silly thing, normally a news of the weird or other things. So Evan thought of a pretty awesome game to play that you guys could play along with at home.
So what happened is at my job, I found a quick study. And what they do is the quick studies are a little brochure that you can buy with little school study tips and different subjects. So there's stuff for chemistry. There's things you can do at home, economics and home maintenance and stuff like that. And I found one for IM abbreviations. And being that you and I both work in youth ministry, and youth today do a lot of texting and social media messaging.
It's gone beyond texting, and it's crazy what it's gone to. But yeah,
so now there's emojis and there's abbreviations.
Somehow people can make sentences out of just emojis.
They made an emoji Bible. I don't know if you heard about that, but that was in the news the other day. They have released a Bible that's completely done with emojis.
That's ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So anyway, I found one on texting and emojis. So okay. I thought, this is something our listeners can play along with, but I was going to do some trivia with you.
Okay.
Some of these stumped me. I don't think all these are legitimate, but...
Someone just made them up.
Yeah. Right. So I ended up picking a few, made some multiple choice answers, so you can guess which ones you think is the most accurate. First one is the letters N and M.
N and then M. Just two together.
Yes. So the options are New Mexico, Not Me, Nothing Much, Nevermore.
I'm going to go with Nothing Much.
That is correct.
All right. All right.
Very good.
Got the first one. Look at that. Mark it down. Correct.
Right off the bat. The next one is EM.
EM.
Is it election month?
Eat more.
Excuse me. Emily. Eating meat.
I do enjoy eating meat, but excuse me.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Very good.
By the way, I did not see the answers ahead of time.
No, I have them on my phone, and I've got them slanted away from him. And then I have LDR. So we're halfway through here. LDR. Is that long-distance relationship? Long drum roll? Let's dance romantically? Or Larry D. Roosevelt? LDR.
I'm going to go with long-distance relationship.
You are nailing these.
Oh, awesome!
And the last one is, this one threw me when I saw this on the sheet. I said, is this serious? So it's DQMOT.
DQMOT. Dairy Queen
Makes
Mountain.
Awesome Toast. That was the first option. Dairy Queen Makes Awesome Toast.
I didn't even know that, so you put that down.
The other one is Don't Quit Monday or Tuesday. Third one is Don't Quote Me on This. And the last one is Daily Quota Met on Time.
I'm going to say Don't Quote Me on This. Yeah!
You got 100%, my friend.
Yeah, that's right.
So that is a quick study. They also have them for speaking in different languages and home maintenance and how to use duct tape and stuff like that.
That is fantastic. I can't believe I got all those right.
Do you want to see this sheet? Like I said, some of them are ridiculous. Like TAW, teachers are watching.
Teachers are... Okay, so how often do you think that one is used?
Probably a lot.
Middle schools
and elementaries and high schools. All right,
I'm going to go on a little tangent here. Short. I'm going to try to keep it short. I know we're running long, but we haven't talked in like a month. So the fact that kids are allowed to have their cell phones in schools drives me a little crazy. I know this makes me sound like I'm 108 years old.
I remember. And
these days, these kids and their tiddlywinks.
We had to call the parents before talking to the friends.
I remember having to play outside with rocks.
But I think that was your parents throwing the rocks at you.
Yeah, no, go outside and play in the dirt.
Is this a good activity?
Is this a good activity? I'm just eating mud.
I got 9 on the sun stare.
Don't do that. I was just about to find a new activity. That's Brian Regan, for those of you who don't know. Yes.
MJ's shaking her head.
She's going, this is going to go on forever. You know his arm normally bends like this?
It's not.
It's not doing that anymore.
So I thought while you were getting eggs and milk, maybe you want to bring him to the hospital.
Also, yes, we do enjoy Brian Regan. Look up any of his specials.
Clean, hysterical.
Clean, 100%.
Very versatile.
And just awesome and funny. So, yes, we'll definitely bring that out, too. I'm going to just do something real quick. We're going to do that. So, So about kids having their phones in schools, how is it that they're allowed to keep their phones in schools? And most of the time, what I hear from is that it's the parents wanting to be able to get a hold of their kid. You know that there's these things in every room that have existed since the buildings were built.
Right.
They're called phones, like hardline phones. Mm-hmm. You can call the building. There's people there to answer these phones that you don't need to have direct communication with them. And if there's an emergency, they'll be able to call you and you'll be able to call the school. So I don't agree with that premise that you need to have constant communication.
Right.
And I genuinely think it's a distraction. I have ADD. I wouldn't be able to not be looking at my phone. And that's why a lot of times I keep my phone away or off, especially when we're doing this podcast, seeing how it rang last time.
Right. Softly.
But so my whole thing is I do think that it, you know, it's a little much. It's a yeah. little much with the phones. That's my old man yeah. rant of the day.
Well, I wasn't until I graduated high school. That was my graduation gift, a cell phone.
Oh, awesome.
You know, so it's now kids in elementary school have them.
Well, that's the thing is I bought my own cell phone. And I was only allowed to get it when I got my license, when I bought my own car. I worked a ton of jobs, and I was able to purchase my own car and purchase my own cell phone. But yeah, so that's today's old man, what grinds my gears, brought to you by Pennzoil.
I need a nap.
But
drink some seltzer and have a nap. Some ginger ale.
All right, but that's gonna do it for our show today. I just want to thank everyone out there who supports us, and I love you all. You all have become my family, and I just love the fact that you guys listen and you get some kind of enjoyment out of this. I know we went a little longer than normal for our most recent podcast, but we haven't talked in a while, so we had some big stuff to talk about.
For lost time.
Yeah, we had some big stuff to talk about. So
hey, you know, time's been really good to you. You haven't aged at all from, since our last meet.
It's very nice of you to say. I feel like I look like a very rough 32-year-old.
It's the beard. Yukon Cornelius over here.
As always, we'd love to hear from you. So again, what is a characteristic that makes you a person of Christ? What do you do? What makes a person of Christ? What are the struggles of being a person of Christ in today's day and age? So again, you can either hashtag Bacon Smiles or hashtag Follower of Christ. And, you know, shoot us an email, steve@baconsmiles.org. Stevie.pt on Instagram, Stevie_PT on Twitter. What's your info?
So you could find me on Twitter. It's Evan the DJ, DJ spelled out with two E's and an A and a Y. And then I'm also on Instagram, much easier, EvanCT.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody. Again, God bless. Love you all. And remember to keep smiling.